How do they cook? Did they cook? Did you like go to a market and if they cook, do they have big grills that they cook with and they fry it up and then they give it to you?
That's one way, yeah. The markets are great. How do you know about the markets?
I've watched a lot of Create, PBS, and lots of travel shows because the food looks really good.
Yeah, it is, and that's a fun way to eat at the markets. A lot of open air markets, and along with fresh vegetables and fish, things like that, there'll be a lot of people cooking different things right on the street, and then you eat them, yeah.
How many ways have you had fish?
Oh boy. Well, I'll tell you my least favorite way is raw.
Like sushi?
Sushi, yeah. Have you had sushi? No, I don't recommend it, but a lot of people really like it. I just don't. To me, most of it has no flavor. Really, the flavor is in the sauces that you eat with it, and there are other good ways to enjoy those sauces. But one time I was with some other people, and we were visiting this area where there was a guy who was hosting us, and he wanted to show us a very special meal. So he took us to a sushi restaurant because he thought that was the nicest thing he could do for us. And unfortunately, usually at a sushi restaurant, there's also an abalone stew, and so that's a cooked stew, very thick. And I always enjoy that. So usually there's that for a backup for me. But I sampled a little bit of the sushi just to be a polite guest, and I took a bite of this one thing and put it in my mouth, and I thought there had been some horrible mistake. It was so awful. Most sushi, as I said, doesn't have much flavor, just the fish itself, but this felt in my mouth and tasted as if it had been marinated in formaldehyde. I don't know if you know what that is.
It is an acid that makes stuff decompose.
Actually, it's kind of the opposite. It preserves things. If you have a dead animal or a dead organ extracted from an animal or something, you put it in a jar, cover it with formaldehyde, and it preserves it so it doesn't decompose. And ammonia is another thing I compared the taste of this to. It tasted as if it had been marinated in ammonia. And that's really awful. You can hardly even stand to smell ammonia, much less have it in your mouth. And so I was pretty sure that we were all going to die that night because other people had been eating it too. And it is actually a kind of stingray, a kind of fish, the stingray fish, I later learned. But oh, I think that's the worst thing I've ever eaten.
Have you ever had pufferfish?
No, I haven't. Have you?
No, but I've heard that they have to prepare it a special way because it has a poison in it, and if it will kill you otherwise, so.
I know they serve it there, and I'm happy I haven't encountered it. I don't think I would want to try to risk it.